She was standing at the center of the subway platform when the man punched her. She felt immediate outrage. How dare he? And then she remembered that in this city, crazy things happened. So she stepped away from him. He was wearing a red woolen hat and was swinging her handbag at his head when he shoved her toward the edge of the platform. She said, "Stop it! Are you crazy?" But he pulled her toward the very edge of the platform. She screamed, tried to pull away. Finally, he put all his strength into a last desperate shove. She fell backward onto the tracks. A train was coming. She heard its thunder up the track and turned to see its lights in the distance. She scrambled to her feet, tried to get back onto the platform. "Help me!" she said to no one and grabbed the edge of the platform with both hands, thrusting herself up. She was on the platform now, the train 30 feet away and screeching out of the darkness. Shivering, she lay flat on the platform, sobbing. She did not know how long it was before a transit authority policeman came to her. Blonde Birgitta Rundquist marched into the station house at 3 o'clock on the afternoon of December 28th, the Friday before the big New Year's Eve weekend. She said she had just witnessed a murder attempt. The desk sergeant buzzed the squad room. Upstairs, Detective Meyer Meyer was sitting at his desk, typing up a report. The telephone rang. 87th Squad, Detective Meyer. He listened for a moment and said, "Send her up." Birgitta came into the squad room 3 minutes later. Meyer offered her the chair alongside his desk. She told him she worked as a nanny. She was just wheeling the baby into the house when she saw this automobile come roaring around the corner, aiming straight for this woman walking on the sidewalk. The car was aiming for her? "Yes, sir," Birgitta said.